So this song came to me. I really love bluegrass. I'm a banjo player. Not a great one, but I play good enough. I play fast enough to be able to say, oh, she's all right. I am no expert. What is it? Like jack of all trades, master of none? Well, I'm like an eight of some things, you know? Not even like a face card. Maybe a six or a seven. But Charlie Worsham, he's so sweet. And he's like a pro in bluegrass, and he wrote that song, and I love bluegrass. And so for me, this is where Ross and I really had a lot of fun, because this was in the phase two of like people sending me songs, because I said, send me songs written for men. And I heard that song, and I was like, dang, that's some bluegrass shit. That's really cool. That's really hard. That's a song that like I would listen to and I'd get down to. And it reminded me, I don't know what it was, and I don't, like, that's why Ross was so amazing, because I would say, I want a hip-hop beat, like 808. And so he was like, what? What? I was like, listen, just hear me out. And this is why me and Ross had so much fun, because I was like, this is bluegrass, but can't you hear, like, a hip-hop beat under it? And he was like, mm-hmm, yep, yep. And so we just had a lot of fun with that, and so I combined two of my favorite things, which is bluegrass, three of my favorite things. Bluegrass, a handsome guitar player singing harmonies, and a hip-hop beat under it. And I really enjoyed it, and I felt really lucky that Charlie let me cut it, because I know that he's putting out his own music right now, and he's so talented, and I was just like, let me ask, can I have this one? Please, thank you. And, you know, it was really cool. I'm glad that I live here in Nashville now, because I could be, you know, when people sent me songs, like, I was like, Charlie, will you come sing the harmonies on it with me? And it was just really, really fun. And he came in and sang, and he was so sweet.